Okay, first, thank you to Karen for hosting this. I was thinking about doing this for a while already, and then I sent around a couple emails. I wasn't sure who actually wanted it or who could come, and then in the end, I didn't have a chance to even get around to organizing it until like a few days ago. So I'm glad we can. I'm glad we're able to do this, and whoever can't be here, so hopefully they'll have a chance to listen to the recording afterwards online. Basically, the idea of this year is to review some of the principles of Shemitah, which hopefully most of you are familiar with already. Just go over some of the basic ones, mainly the ones that are relevant specifically to this time of year. Okay, meaning there's a lot of points that have to do with Shemitah, and hopefully some of you have gone through them at some previous point. And now we'll just try to take some of the specific ideas that are particularly important and relevant as we go like spring, summer season, and hopefully a little bit of review of just some of the general ideas about specifically produce in the stores and where they come from and what it is. Feel free to ask any questions that you have along the way. I'll also stop at the end of each section. We have three or four sections here that we're going to do tonight. And afterwards, if you have any other questions that are not about the topics that we're doing, keep them in mind, and hopefully at the end we'll have a few minutes to just get any random questions that you might have about Shemitah that you wanted to ask and never did or forgot about or whatever it is. Okay, are you ready? So the first topic, and I guess this is the biggest one, but we're going to go through it very quickly. But again, feel free to stop me along the way, is the question of what are the different types of foods, produce, fruits and vegetables available on the market during the Shemitah year, and specifically during this time of year. Hopefully, again, you're all familiar with some of the basic ideas. I'll just go through some of the definitions again, and a little bit about, as you see on the sheet here, if you have the sheet, where they're found in our area. And this also, for some people, is a little bit confusing in terms of all the different points about what's from where and why this and not that. So feel free to interrupt me and ask questions about why this and not that along the way. Okay, this is the time, if you're still confused halfway or three quarters of the way through Shemitah, to ask about some of these different things. And as you know, it goes on, meaning just because Shemitah is over this coming Rosh Hashanah, a lot of the fruits and the produce on the market is still going to be questions and relevant to Shemitah for quite a few months afterwards. So don't feel bad if you didn't quite get it yet. All right, let's start at the beginning. So I outlined here about five different types of types of produce in terms of their Shemitah origins. There might be more, but these are the main five that we deal with. The first one is probably the most widespread here in Israel, and that is Heter Mechira. Heter Mechira, again, just to review, thank you. Heter Mechira is basically just Israeli fields. Okay, it's Israeli grown produce by Jewish farmers. But because of the restrictions of planting during Shemitah, so they follow, which again, the vast majority of farmers, thank God, at this point in history in the country do follow. They follow the instructions of the Rabbanut, and instead of growing their produce in a prohibited way, they sell their produce to Arabs, which again is done across the country. There's, they give them out basically standard forms to sign saying that I hereby grant permission to the Rabbanut to sell my fields to an Arab. Which basically means is that officially the field belongs to an Arab, but the Jew is the one who is doing a lot of organizing and running a lot of the production, a lot of the growing, and the Jew is the one that's going to make most of the profit at the end anyway, but officially the produce belongs to an Arab, so therefore the Jew himself is not actually doing very much that's prohibited during Shemitah. Now, there's a lot of points about this which we're not going into now. If you want more information, there's a lot of books to look at, but just two or three points just to mention briefly to remind ourselves. Number one, most poskim hold that does not mean you can do whatever you want during Shemitah. Again, this is more relevant to farmers, but you can't necessarily actually plant and harvest in the normal way. The Heter Mechira is more designed for derabbanans, meaning for the rabbinic prohibitions of growing things more extensively, which again, we're not going to go into the list now, but most opinions hold that a deraisa, okay, the biblical prohibitions during Shemitah, which is basically planting different kinds of plants and harvesting and plowing and things like that, so those still have to be done by a non-Jew, which in most of these cases is fine because most of the workers that are working at these farms anyway are not Jewish. Most of them are from Thailand and I don't know where else they're from, wherever else, name your country, India, who knows where. So those workers are usually doing a lot of this stuff anyway. The Jew is running everything and he's going to do some of the things, but this procedure works pretty well for many people that want to rely on Heter Mechira. As you know, the Heter Mechira is very controversial because it's not so clear that you can just get up and sell your field to an Arab. Not so clear that it works. It's not so clear that it's halachically ideal. Which they? great questions. Again, we're not going into that now. That's for another hour. But they do talk about that. Some poskim say it's exactly the same thing. Some poskim say that what we do in Israel, bedikat chametz is mechira chametz. I mean, is not, that's what you meant right now, is not ideal either. Meaning, in this country, most people don't sell real chametz. They sell derivatives of chametz, combination, what they call, you know, tarovas chametz, but not products which are, you know, bread and cakes and cookies. So I'm not saying you have to hold like that. It's getting not for now. But there is such an idea here in Eretz Yisrael that many people do the same thing, and they won't do a complete sale. But even if you say that it's okay for Mechira Chametz, they still say that maybe this is different for various reasons, either because there's a special prohibition of selling the land of Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to selling Chametz, which maybe you're not, you know, there's a question about it, but here there's actually a real prohibition to give land to non-Jews in this country. Again, without going into it, there are a lot of different factors here. And even if it's, you know, the question is, even if you did it, maybe it's not valid. Some say it's not valid, some say it is valid. The bottom line is that most posts can hold that even if it's not ideal, it is valid. But again, in the Haredi world, that's not the case. Okay, in our world, most posts can hold that it is valid, even if it's not ideal. The Chazon Ish and many others in the Haredi world hold it's absolutely not valid. It's treif, it's zero, nothing, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. But in most supermarkets in this country, including here in Machzen Ashuk, Heter Mechira is the standard produce that you're going to find. And again, according to most poskim, it's permissible to eat that produce, to buy it. But again, the question is it ideal? Is it the best thing to do? Are there better options? That's a question. Again, I'm not telling you what to do here. We've already gone through a number of these shiurim before. If you want to listen online, there's a bunch of them online from me and from a few of the other rabbanim here and the abedim about these topics. But that's in 3 minutes or less. That's basically the story of the Heter Mechira. Any questions so far? No, we're good. Okay, good. Okay, number two is what they call Yibul Nachri, or Yibul Chul. This is, again, 1B in the outline. These are basically the top two, not top two, these are the most common two types of produce that you can find in Israel during the Shemitah year. Meaning there will be other options we'll see in a second and you know about, but these are really the two, these are the big two. Okay, if you look at most places, this is mostly what you're going to find. And the second one, Yibul Nachri, basically is produce which is not just, you know, owned by an Arab. You know, on the top, officially, this is actually produce which is grown by Arabs. If it's Yibul Nachri, it's grown here in Eretz Yisrael. And if it's called Yibul Chutzlaretz, it's grown by non-Jews outside of Israel. Again, it could be Arabs in neighboring countries, it could be Europe, it could be America, depending on what produce it is. Again, in terms of this, so obviously if a non-Jew is the one who is growing the produce, there's no prohibition of the non-Jew to grow produce even in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, because he doesn't get restricted by Shemitah, it's only us. And therefore, according to most poskim, there's no prohibition of a Jew eating Yibul Nachri or Yibul Chutzlaretz during Shemitah. Okay, the only two questions are as follows. Okay, number one, does it have Kedushat Shvi'it? Meaning maybe you say that Yibul Nachri, even if it's grown by a non-Jew, if it's grown in Israel, then maybe it has Kedushat Shvi'it. You have to treat it with the Kedusha that we talk about for other things. You can't throw it out. You have to use it only in the proper, in the normal way, etc., etc. That's question number one. And the answer is, and many remember... Remember, you know.
Okay.
So not so simple, actually. There are some that we'll say in a second. You want to say that, or you want me to say it?
Because I can do that.
Okay.
I heard that they don't want to buy kedushat shvi'it because people don't treat it properly.
Okay, so that's another question. Okay, that's another question. That's not, again, the issue here for the Yibul Nachri. Yibul Nachri is the way they get out of that, meaning they use the Yibul Nachri so that they can avoid Heter Mechira, and those that want to avoid Kedushat Shvi'it, so this is an easy way out of that also, because they're afraid the Kedushat Shvi'it is dangerous, you might mess up, which people do sometimes, and myself, unfortunately, etc., etc. The two questions that are, you know, I guess that's one practical concern, what you just said. The two halakha questions are, number one, again, as we said, does it have Kedushat Shvi'it? And the answer is that most poskim hold that it does not. Okay, most poskim hold that non-Jewish produce, Yibul Nachri, does not have Kedushat Shvi'it, in which case you can buy it and do whatever you want with it. Okay, there's no restrictions as to how to eat it, what to do with the leftovers, etc., etc. Okay, the main dissenter, okay, is the Chazon Ish. All right, the Chazon Ish disagreed. The Chazon Ish held that it does have Kedushat Shvi'it. And this, by the way, goes back to an old machloket from 500 years ago here in Eretz Yisrael between the Beit Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, from the Shulchan Aruch, and another Rav known as the Mabit, okay, Rav Moshe of Trani, who also lived at the time here in Tzfat. So the Beit Yosef held that it does not have Kedusha, like most of us hold, and the Mabit held that it does have Kedusha. So the Chazon Ish held, he said the Mabit was right, and most other poskim today say that the Beit Yosef is right. So practically, most of us today here and other places are not makbid on Kedushat Shvi'it for non-Jewish, for Arab produce, or for Arab produce grown in Eretz Yisrael. However, in Bnei Brak and a few other places, they follow the Chazon Ish and they say that you should be makbid, and then therefore any even non-Jewish produce during Shemitah, which is Shemitah produce, Shemitah vegetables, and now already, we'll get into it into a minute, the question of Shemitah fruits, they say you have to have Kedushat Shviya for that also. All right. The big point to be aware of, as Karen just discovered last week, and I discovered about 2 months ago, if you buy there, is that the Torah Chaim store, okay, for those of you who know, the Torah Chaim has a Shemitah store, which they sell fruits and vegetables, open Mondays and Thursdays in the afternoons. So I discovered about 2 months ago that they were still selling Kedushat Shvit, cucumbers and zucchinis and tomatoes, 2 months ago, and they're still selling them now. And I said, what's going on here? Those produce, again, we're not going to get into this now, but most of those vegetables are not permitted to be sold now as Kedushat Shvit if they're grown by Jews because of the prohibition of Svichim. Okay, again, which we're going to avoid in this year. I spoke about it at a different share if you want to listen online. Basically, Svichim means that, again, vegetables that were grown and basically sprouted during the actual Shemitah year itself are prohibited to be eaten for a certain reason that the rabbis decided in the times of Chazal, that they were afraid people were just dropping seeds on the ground, and you know, they were saying, oh, it just grew by itself, it's fine to eat. And the rabbis said, not so fast. You're not going to get away with this. So they said that anything that grows during Shemitah, of vegetables that grow from seeds mainly, even if it grew by itself, and certainly if you grew it, is going to be prohibited. Okay, again, without getting into the details now, that's again anything that sprouted during Shemitah. Something grew, started before Shemitah and sprouted before Shemitah and continued growing during Shemitah, that might be okay. And as we've discussed before, I'm not going to go into it again now. Listen to the other shurim if you like. But now, you know, all those things, cucumbers and tomatoes and kohlrabis and all those kinds of vegetables, you know, that's long gone. Anything which, they grow very fast, anything which sprouted before Shemitah has already been picked 5 months ago. So anything which is on the market now, which is grown by Jews, is svichim. Okay, which means you can't eat it if it's not heter mechira and it's not from an Arab. So in Torah Chaim, they're still selling Kedushat Shviat, cucumbers and tomatoes and kohlrabis and zucchinis and stuff like that. So the answer is, I didn't know until 2 months ago. What did you say? Not those. Not cucumbers. Don't try. Potatoes and onions, the answer is yes, but not those vegetables. So I found out, you know, after doing some inquiries when I was there, and there were a few other animals there at the same time as me, it turns out that Rav Tal holds like the Chazon Ish. Meaning Rav Tal holds that Kedushat Shviat applies even to Arab vegetables, even to Arab produce. Okay? It's very sneaky. So I said, I understand that you follow us. They told me. Yeah, I had no idea. I was so disappointed in myself, you know? I figured for months already, you know, 2 months afterwards, I was eating Kedushat Shviat for what I consider to be Kedushat Shviat, grown by Jews, and you know, maybe it wasn't. So we asked him. There are certain things which are clearly marked as being Arava from the southern Israel, which we'll get to in a second. But the other things, we have to ask the guy. I said, do you mind like putting up a marker? He's like, no, Rav Tal says everything is Kedushat Shviat. I said, it's nice, and I agree. Obviously, you have to hold that way. You just be aware. No, hold on, get to that in a second. You should just be aware, though, that... yes, I said there are other people that shop in the store, including me, and there's two others here right now that are shopping here that are bothering you about the same way as I am. It would be helpful for the rest of us if you put up some sort of sign saying that this Kedushat Shviat, you know, non-Jewish was according to Rav Tal, or something like that, so just the rest of us realize, those of us that do not keep Kedushat Shviat for non-Jewish produce would know that we don't have to be machped about it. Wow. He said yes, he said he would, you know, but I'm sure it didn't happen. You know how these things work.
Yes, he said that. Right.
Right, so again, if you ask me, is there anything wrong with having Kedushat Shviat, with, you know, treating produce, which is non-Jewish produce, with Kedushat Shviat? And the answer is, there's nothing wrong with it. Okay, it's not
so
bad
if
you put
sure
in your pach. If you're not sure, you can be machmir. That's fine. No problem with putting in a pach. Just my pach is small. There's not enough space for everything, so to be careful. But you know, but there's no problem with that. If you know, we did that, and we thought it was Kedushat Shviat, and it wasn't according to our version. That's fine. Okay, it's not a halakhic problem. You didn't do anything wrong. Anyway, so Yibul Nachri, again, you can find at Torah Chaim store and the Shemitah store of Machzanei HaShuk here in Yad Binyamin. In Osher Ad, they have a lot of Yibul Nachri, though it's not all, as we'll see in a minute. A lot of other Mahadrim stores around the country, you'll find mostly Yibul Nachri. That's what, in most Chari places, that's usually what they're buying. Okay, any questions on this before we go to the next one? No? Okay. Great. Number 3, 1C, detached produce or greenhouses. So this is not so common, but it's actually halachically quite ideal, which is basically they're through a combination of halachic factors. Most poskim allow in some form or other farmers to plant certain vegetables when it's in a greenhouse, so it's not actually in the field. And it's also detached from the ground. It's on plastic, it's let's say, you know, they have a plastic sheet between the dirt of the ground and then the soil or the potted plant that they're using to grow these other vegetables. So that, according to most poskim, is actually permissible because Shemitah, again, for a combination of reasons, not each one by itself, but the fact that Shemitah may only apply in the field and not in a house, the fact that Shemitah may only apply to the ground and not to something which has a plastic sheet separating between that and where the produce is grown. There are a few conditions that are relevant here. But bottom line is that many poskim do allow this, and this may be better than either Heter Mechira or Ibul Nahri, if possible. The only problem is it's not, you know, there's not so much of it. Okay, so you'll see in the store, you'll see some versions, which is called in Hebrew, again, if you don't know yet, it's called Matzah Menutak. You'll find it in a few different places, but not so much of it.
A lot of the lettuce.
Right, so certain lettuce and maybe celery.
Is it always has salat? It says Mahadran
on it. No. It'll be marked. It's somewhere on the package. No. Not at all.
Because that's a little confusing, too.
I think that it's only Matzah Menutak if it's marked very clearly in big letters Matzah Menutak.
It says Otsar Beitan on it.
Okay, so I you have to show me. The ones that I see did not say Otsar Beitan on them. I don't think
it's
that
both.
It should be.
There's
both?
they have
Matzah Menutak, or they just have greenhouses?
I don't know.
You have to show me. I haven't seen Otsar in a few months because once the store closed down here, I haven't seen it. So the ones Machzen HaShuk, that Haaretz brand is not Kedushat Shviit. Okay, again, this is going to be a little too complicated here. But the ones in Otsar and Machzen HaShuk, let me explain it this way. Otsar has a few versions. Okay, they have a few versions of Shemitah produce. One is Shemitah produce, which is Yibul Nachar, Yibul Chutzlaretz, and that you can find in, I'm sorry, not Otsaretz, I take it back. I'm thinking of the Gush, so the Chasalat lettuce. Okay, meaning the Chasalat lettuce has a few versions, that's what I meant to say. The ones in Osharad are Yibul Nachar, I think, if I remember correctly, or Yibul Chutzlaretz. Okay, the ones in Machzen HaShuk are Jewish grown, but they're also grown in areas which are subject to the Heter Mechira, meaning they sell the land beforehand, and then they grow, and again, without getting complicated here, that area is not subject to the prohibition of Sfichim. I mean, Sfichim doesn't apply in certain areas of southern Eretz Yisrael, and they grow those vegetables in areas which are not subject to the prohibition of Sfichim. Details for that, again, listen to the other share. Excuse me? Probably, yeah. They probably also do it in the greenhouse, but not every greenhouse is okay for Shemitah.
Right.
Again, I'm not going to get too complicated here, but just be aware they have to be very careful about how they do it in order for the greenhouse to follow.
Bug-free is
greenhouse, but it's not the same as Shemitah. Exactly.
Right.
Shemitah ones, again, have to be in a house and not in a field. And the question of how to define a house for Shemitah is different than just having it bug-free. You understand? It has to be a certain level, height of the walls, a certain density of the netting on top. There's a lot of different factors that go into it, which, again, we're not going to go into now. Otsar also has some things which are Kedushat Shviit, which are Otsar Beitan, which are grown by Jewish farmers, not with the Heter Mechira. And they're grown, again, you know, with Kedushat Shviit, but again, you have to figure out where they're grown. Is there a problem of Sfichin or not a problem of Sfichin? So some of the places that they grow are not problems of Sfichin, in which case they can have Otsar Beitan really throughout the year. But again, without getting too complicated, they may still have to get a Heter Mechira, which, again, we're not going to go into that now. It's a bit complicated. If we had another hour, we can go into it. I think I spoke about it in a different share that I give, which, again, is online. I think it's called Sfichin, which you're welcome to listen to. Again, if you have questions, you can bug me about it afterwards or email me or whatever. Okay. Anyway, so the greenhouses, again, the ones that are Matzah Menutak, according to most poskim, are fine, but again, you won't find it for too many items, maybe celery and some lettuce and stuff like that. Usually it's marked Matzah Menutak. Okay, next one, Otsar Beitan. So Otsar Beitan is the one where it's grown by Jews, okay? It's grown in Eretz Yisrael, and the fruit has Kedushat Shviit, okay? This, according to many opinions, is really the ideal, not all opinions, but many opinions hold that this is the ideal method of produce during Shemitah because it's the closest thing to what they used to do back in the times of, you know, Chazal and the Torah a long time ago. It's not Arab-grown or non-Jewish-grown, it has Kedushat Shviit, which is what the Torah talks about. So here, for vegetables, again, I mentioned before, vegetables is a problem of Sfichin, so it's not so simple to get Kedushat Shviit vegetables all year round. Again, up till a certain point, maybe. This time of year, you can still get potatoes that are Kedushat Shviit and some carrots that are Kedushat Shviit, depending on where you go. Excuse me?
Not looking so good anymore.
Right, so it's been a while. Meaning they've been around for a while. In Osharab, they still had Kedushat Shviit potatoes. Stopped already? I think potatoes they still have. Sweet potatoes I didn't see, but they might still be there. Otsar Haaretz, I think, still has Otsar Beitan carrots. These are the ones that grow the longest, meaning it takes the longest for them to grow. So these vegetables basically sprouted already before Rosh Hashanah. So that's why they're allowed to be sold as Otsar Beitan, but they're still just getting picked now, you know, over the past couple months, and they could be stored also for a month or two. They actually do pretty well in cold storage. That's why these vegetables are good. Again, you know, it's great if you can get them, according to many opinions, but you have to be careful because once you cook with Kedushat Shviit vegetables, that's going to make any dish that you make with them Kedushat Shviit. So we've had lots of delicacies, as I know some of you have had. Okay, Kedushat Shviit soup, Kedushat Shviit potato kugel, Kedushat Shviit cholent. It's great, but you got to be very careful with what you do with the leftovers afterwards. I have to admit, we messed up once or twice, especially with the cholent, where, you know, we left the pot afterwards. We forgot, and we threw out the cholent, or somebody washed the pot by putting in, you know, detergent to let it soak for a few hours, Motei Shabbos, without letting it to, you know, be left over for 2 days or whatever it is afterwards. Detergent ruins the taste. That's the problem. It's the same thing as throwing it in the garbage, if not worse. A lot worse, probably. Basically, what you need to do is leave it out for a night or two. Well, we don't leave it out on our counter. You can save it also. You can for sure save it and put it in your fridge and eat leftovers. But in order to be able to throw it out, it has to be either a week after, so that it's bad anyway. I mean, if it sits in your fridge for a week, it's not going to be good anymore. It's fine. Otherwise, if you leave it out for, let's say, at least one night and preferably two and a half nights, then you can also throw it out then normally. Again, when we do that, we don't leave it out on our counter. We often put it like inside a side place. We close it up somewhere so you don't smell it. But again, if you leave it in your fridge for a week, that's also fine. Again, I don't know if some people do that and some people don't. Okay, we're one of the ones that do. People that don't, obviously, you're not going to want to do this. So if you're not going to want to do these things, then don't make kedushat shvi'it cholent, even if there's still more opportunities for potatoes or carrots. But it's a big schut to have osar beitin, again, according to many opinions. Otzar Beitin, again, you can still get in the Machzenei Shuk Shemitah store in Osharad and the Otzar Haaretz stores, wherever they may